welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Bishop Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong, right to His arms.
The Bible calls the Holy Spirit in the book of John 15 verse 26 tells him the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth. You want to ask the Lord to speak unto you truth this morning. Different kinds of truth, but there's only one truth that comes from God. That's Jesus. Ask for a revelation of the Holy Spirit within your heart this morning. Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. Pray that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. The ears will be open. Your heart will be alive. Your heart will burn as you hear the words written, read, proclaimed. Pray wherever you are. Bompa sinya kaponi obekasana. Watcho the quarry are if we trust them. Pray that whatever situation in your life that has become a mountain will bow to the word of God. Every mountain will be brought low, and the valleys will be filled, and the crooked path will be made straight in our lives. The questions that have defied answers will this morning be dissolved by the hearing of the word of God. Is not your word a fire? Is not your word a hammer that breaks into pieces the rock? For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man. Dear Holy Spirit, use me in this short time. I pray for everybody here. Heal us, O Lord, and deliver us. Demons and witches and principalities that work against your children, we come up against them in the name of Jesus. We declare that shall have no part in this service. I'll declare this service is catered to the Lord, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together, you may take your seat. Wherever you are, tell somebody you are welcome to church. Tell somebody God is here with us. Do you believe it? I believe that any time we gather, where two or three are gathered, the power of God is with them. God bless you. I will continue learning songs for as long as we are alive. Isn't it so? So Francis, don't stop it. And learn a song, it becomes your personal possession. When you are there, what is gone inside you, that's what will come out. Guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. So be careful what you fill your heart with. I fill your heart with good songs and songs of joy and songs of praise. No matter the devil's pressure, you realize that a song will come out and that song will be your weapon. Tell somebody, my weapon. Psalm 68 verse 1, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. And I believe, God, that you're not going to let situations overcome you. Romans 12 verse 21, it says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Tell somebody, I am an overcomer. one continual sharing on the theme, the Anakazo Christian. The title for this morning is Why Anakazo is Important. Why Anakazo is Important. I believe I'll give you about 6 reasons why Anakazo is important, and then we'll continue. The word Anakazo is a Greek word. It's from the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 23 specifically, and verse 23 says, The Lord of that servant, the Bible says, being angry. Maybe let's read the whole scripture. Luke chapter 14, reading from verse 16. I believe this whole passage is a passage that should govern your attitude in life. Tell somebody my attitude in life. Adding in life needs to be an attitude that doesn't say no to obstacles. Your attitude in life should not be an attitude that easily gives up at the least sign of opposition. If you're a Christian, you must know that you are for signs and wonders. If you're a Christian, you must know that you are on a journey. And I have quoted often and often the scripture in this pulpit, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, in which the Bible says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is means he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that dash, seek them. To fill in the dash, you have to look for the word diligently. 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 I'm talking about anakazo. Diligently means putting effort to achieve something. And as we talk about anakazo, I'm speaking to people here who have tried something before and it's not worked. People who have felt sometimes a desire sometimes just to give up and to say that my. You know the guy who was selling stammering medicine to cure stammering. And he was of yours, a stammerer. Have you heard that story before? He was selling medicine to cure stammering. And he himself was a stammerer. So somebody asked him, why don't you use your medicine? He said, my, and go. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I stammer from time to time, so I'm not laughing at stammerers. But I didn't even know that. Maybe you've tried something in your life. How many of you have tried something in your life and it didn't work? This sermon is for you. You try it again and it will work. Amen. We're speaking about the Anakazo Christian. We're saying why Anakazo is important. And the word Anakazo means compelling power. Compelling power. Compelling power. And I'm going to zero in on evangelism. Hallelujah. Because I believe that that's what a Christian is supposed to be about. You don't have any business saying you're a Christian if you have not let your light so shine before men that all will see and give glory to God. I don't know whether you hear me. You're no business calling yourself a Christian if all that you do is just come to church and warm the chair on a Sunday. That's not Christianity. Just come to church, sit on a chair, let your perfume move around a little, and then you say some 1 or 2 hallelujahs, you learn a song, and you go, and that's Christianity. You might as well just have stayed at home. It goes beyond just coming to church. Are you with me? It's good you came to church. But God has so called you so that you'll be a light. Say a light. Because the devil works hard at removing or letting us forget who we are in Christ, many, many Christians are not aware that they are in the kingdom for such a time as this. All this introduction is to help somebody so that you will understand why Anakazo is important. Unfortunately, there are many pastors who have reduced the value of Christianity to committee membership. They have reduced it to titles. I believe in titles. I'm not against titles. But I'm against titles that don't go with function. Titles are just meaningless. I think that one is very dangerous. But so many pastors have made Christians look like once they can come to church and once they can be part of a committee, once they can give some offering, once they can say hello to the pastor, and I know I'm ringing your mobile phone. It's not comfortable to preach this sermon, but I have to preach this word, whether I like it or not. Many Christians, many pastors have assumed that Christianity stops at church membership. But I came to announce to somebody, that's only part of the story. Tell somebody it's only part of the story. See, once you're born again, you are expected to be a light. You're supposed to lead somebody to Christ. That's what the Bible says that in Matthew, the last chapter of the book of Matthew, the last three verses, I believe, Matthew chapter 20, I want to read verse 18, 19, and 20. It says, go ye into all the world and do what? Do what? Teach. Teach the gospel. Teach. So, I know it's not comfortable for you. Maybe you're thinking that, look, Pastor, me this morning I came with a problem. And if you can identify that problem and speak to the situation, then I know that you are a preacher man sent from God. But that's not it. Theophilus, do you know the people in your workplace who would die and go to hell on your account? And that you would have to answer for a murder charge. Because, not that you killed them with a gun, but you did not speak the word of God to them whilst they came into contact with you. The way you are looking at me strangely, I realize that I'm preaching to the right congregation. Yeah, I'm preaching to the right congregation. I said I'm preaching to the right congregation. Too many Christians have become selfish. They become loaded with good messages. Their hearts have become bloated. And they're expecting somebody to do the work of ministry. They're expecting people who are called pastors. They say, me, I'm not a pastor. These pastors were supposed to do evangelism. Me, I'm not a shepherd. Even I hear that the pastor is coming to become a bishop. Uh-huh. He's the one who should be going to preach. But me, dear. I just want God to bless me. And so even you see it in our songs. That God, they bless me. It's not a song like that. So I want you to revise your concept of a Christian. Tell somebody, revise it. So you can see yourself and don't feel condemned, or don't feel ashamed, or don't feel like you right now, maybe because you cannot preach the word to somebody, or you have not really shared the word, maybe that you have to change and then become a Buddhist, or change your church and go and join another church that will not speak so much about evangelism. No. If you are feeling that way, then you are at the right place. You understand? What I'm doing with you right now is letting you know that till you get to the point where you feel a personal obligation. Everybody say personal obligation. You feel a personal obligation, a personal duty. You feel that you need to share the word of God. I just can't keep it to myself. Paul put it this way. Say, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Tell somebody, woe. You see, these white people who are sitting behind their time will come. They will know the scripture so much that each scripture that I say, they will just project it. Do you understand? I was just saying what Paul said. In where? Verse what? Okay, they're also searching for it. You should get to a point where there's something burning. I don't know whether you have been to the point where it's like a nenibre, a semi-difufu. Who has been there before? It's like you are itching for fufu. One, two, three. Or it's like you are, say, something, you want something. Have you got to the point before where maybe you are walking in the hot sun and then you wish 1 Corinthians what? 9:16. 1 Corinthians 9:16. Maybe you should just show it so that 1 Corinthians 9:16. They say it's somewhere there. Have you gotten to the point where sometimes you are walking in the sun and you wish that tell you get an umbrella or something? Who has been there before? You see, it's like a need that you need to satisfy. Or juice or deal. Yes, I think that one is good. Who has been there before? It's a juice or deal. Pa, you want to wee-wee. And then sometimes some people, when they want to wee-wee, realize that they are walking some way. Yeah. Who has experienced it before? Yeah. The wee-wee starts, Charlie. So the wee-wee come. If you don't take care, Charlie, go wee yourself, self. You know, and all that you are waiting for is just go to stand there. Then it's like, yes. Hey! You see, that is that heart that must come upon you as a Christian. Where you will say like Paul, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel? They came up the verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Ira. Yeah. It's a necessity is laid up for me. I'm preaching this sermon without any shame. It's about why an acaso is important. All the things that I'm saying is prelim, so that when I go into the 6 or 7 reasons, I just read it for you. You will know that, asuma, money in fear, what I've been doing so far. How do you say, money, what I've been doing so far? Money, what I've been doing so far, how do you say it? Money fail so far, games. Share more. Put your hands together for the Lord. In regard to you. You don't like this message. You want me to share stories totally with you. I have plenty totally. I can give you totally. One of my favorite jokes is, once upon a time, there was a husband, and it's, the beauty of the joke is that it's dry. A husband and a wife, they were lying on a bed, and then they came to an agreement that the first person who will fall asleep should switch off the light. I say one jokes. I can give you jokes. Ladies and gentlemen, a time should come in your life when something should beat inside you almost on a daily basis. As you see people, as you see workmates, as you see you are buying kinky or something, something should strike you that this kinky seller, is she born again? Where would her train stop at the end of her life? Would the train station be heaven or hell? Even you yourself, when you have not recognized that you are on earth for a season and one day you would have to exit earth and enter heaven. But all that you are thinking of is what you can eat or drink. Luke 12 verse 15. Take heed unto thyself. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things that he possessed. If every time you are thinking of a new thing, new something, new this, new gadget, and you are piling up rubbish in the house, but souls are not on your mind. It is souls on the mind of Bishop that God Mills that has taken him all over the continent of Africa. It's a good place to put your hands together. I'm talking about why an acaso is important. I'll just read a list of reasons for you. But now, what I'm doing is to bring it home to you. And you see, we cannot be a church that has forgotten the main thing. That's all the main thing. It's important always to keep the main thing the main thing. Yeah. Jesus said we should go, but we have stayed. Keith Falconer, a missionary, he said, John Keith Falconer, a missionary, he said, I have but one candle of life. How many candles of life do you have? One. And he said, I would rather share it in a place of darkness than in a place full of light. Keith John Falconer, he was talking about going out to win souls. Instead of just staying in church and being polished. What I'm sharing with you is going to cause some of you to become cell leaders. If you are that one, say amen. It's going to cause some of you to join cells. It's going to cause some of you to have personal outreach. When I got born again, they taught me about personal evangelism. Where I go one-on-one and I talk to people. Just as some of you before you got born again, you were looking for women to target. You were looking for foolish women to target so that you can have sex with them. I know what I'm talking about. Count Zinzendorf, also a missionary, he said, every heart with Christ, heart, hit your heart and say, my heart is with Christ. Well, if your heart is full of Fanta, you can't say this. Every heart with Christ is a missionary. Tell the nearest missionary you're a missionary. Some people say Tofiakwa.
And then he said that every heart without Christ
is a mission field. David, can you understand it?
Every heart which has Christ
is what? A missionary.
And then every heart which does not have Christ
is what?
A mission field.
And so, do you know some mission fields around you?
Meaning anybody that you meet who is not born again. Luke chapter 14 verse 16. We're just reading this beautiful passage which we learned last week concerning the great supper. Not in a hurry so much to pump things into your throat. But my desire is that we will have an army of zealous fire brands, burning fire.
Pastor, but you see, that kind of Christianity, it is only for those people who don't go to work. We will go to work. That mind is a dangerous mind. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let that mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus,
who thought it not burdensome or whatever, robbery, to be made equal with God,
but took upon himself the form of a servant.
Bible said, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Listen very carefully. I'm preaching to you here, and I believe that grace has located you. You're born again, but that's not enough. The time has come for the fire that has been lit inside you to begin to burn and to begin to affect other people. Some of you are known in your area for quarreling, but now you're going to be known in your area for the word of God. Say amen. Some of you are known in your area for certain things, but now you're going to be known as that woman of God. Say amen. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying, but even if you feel that this message is too tough for you, then really this message is for you. Are you with me? Luke chapter 14, verse 16. If you're there, say amen. I have just 5 minutes to end the service so that I can move into something else. Can I do that? Then he said unto them, let's all read together. 1, 2. Then he said unto him, a certain man made the great supper and bade many. 17. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidding, come, for all things are now ready. Verse 18. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excuse. Verse 19, can we all read 1, 2? And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to test them. I pray thee, have me excuse. Verse 20, the married man. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. 21, so that servant came and showed his lord the things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said, tell somebody he was angry. There's not an excuse for you to be angry, by the way. Ephesians chapter 4, I think, there's a verse there that says, be ye angry, but sin not. Is there a verse in the Bible like that? Yeah, there's a command, actually. It said, be ye angry, but sin not. And in this case, this story of the master is actually Jesus Christ, or God himself, who is asking us to go out. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A time has come for you to have some kind of righteous or holy anger. 4:26, God bless you. You are getting better. Put your hands together for my projector people. Be ye angry and sin not. Husbands and wives, be ye angry but sin not. Yeah. Be angry. Sometimes you need to be angry. But in your anger, don't slap your wife. Don't indulge. Do you understand? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 4 says that every man should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. You must learn how to control yourself. Possess your vessel. Tell somebody, possess your vessel. Yeah, don't just get out of hand. Self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the master of the house being angry. So there's some kind of anger required if you are going to be soul winners. Is it not so? If you are going to have an account, you must be angry at the devil. You must say to yourself, enough is enough. Since I got born born again 4 years ago, I really don't think my Christianity has gotten to a certain level. If you check your curriculum vitae when it comes to your Christianity, you will realize that the Christian element is very small. Tell somebody the pastor is talking to you. Tell the person, check yourself. Check your Christianity. So ask him, by the way, when did you get born again? Tell him that if it is yesterday, I excuse you. Tell him, if you got born again yesterday, you are excused. Even yesterday, cry, you can do something. Yeah. Am I speaking to somebody? Eh, Pastor, but you don't know the thing that I'm going through. What thing are you going through? That you cannot hand over to God. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven's righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm changing somebody's mind by the word of God. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. I'm changing somebody's mind. There are people who say they are Christians, but they have never thought of a soul. They have never thought of converting, speaking to somebody, sharing the word of God. They've never thought of rising up to become a shining light. Never thought about it, Robert. Can you imagine? And we have pastors who will condone it and pastors who will encourage it when they make themselves team gods. Pastors who make themselves like the only person who can do ABCD. When in reality, the work is supposed to be done by everybody. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. Yesterday I was going visitation, and as I was going visitation, there was a couple of Christians around, and we told them we were going visitation, and I heard something say, hey, so in your church, Bishop elect to the go visitation. Tell somebody in your church, Bishop elect to the go visitation. And I was wondering, am I not a Christian? Tell somebody, am I not a Christian? Is a Christian not supposed to do what Christians do? Are you getting me? Or the fact that you became Mrs. Pupulampu. Mrs. Pupulampu. Now, you cannot say the word of God. Tell somebody, Mrs. Pupulampu. Hey! Small responsibility that you got in church. Small promotion that you got. All of a sudden, now you are no more a Christian. Mercy. I'm speaking to somebody. I know. I know at the end of this sermon, you're going to ask yourself, oh Lord, what shall we do? What shall we say? What shall we... When Peter preached the word of God to 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost, do you know the response in the book of Acts of the 3? The Bible says, men and brethren, what shall we say or what shall we do to these things? There's a certain response. There's a certain response. In your workplace, they shouldn't just see you as somebody who's just a pretty girl. Yes. Here in America recently in the classroom, there was a teacher who spoke to a young girl. They said, you are only good for having sex and giving birth to children. In America recently, the mother of the child is taken into court because the teacher told the child that they are going to find them. Who heard the story? It was on the net. Lift up your hand. You heard the story. A teacher told the girl. What can you say so that they don't think I'm just making up a story?
It's on CTFMonline.com.
It was even on CTFM. What did it say?
He told the lady she was only good in giving birth.
You're shy. Say the full thing. That's all. She was only good for giving birth. You cannot just be good for giving birth. Tell the nearest young lady there's more to you than giving birth. Tell the person there are spiritual children in your waist. Okay, baby, I don't know whether they are in your waist or your heart. Wherever they are, bring them out. As they bring them out. Look, this church, we are going to be known in this area for one thing. We're going to be known for seeking first the kingdom of God. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Somebody told me. Listen. The master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither
four groups of people. The poor. The poor are those who are bereft of things, whether physically or spiritually, they're poor. And people need you. You who say you know some scripture, you who say you have something, show us what you have, not by sitting aloof and unconcerned. Show a little kindness. You gotta try a little kindness. Show a little kindness. Ready for everyone to see. If you try a little kindness, then you overlook the blindness of narrow-minded people on a narrow-minded street. You gotta try a little kindness. Show a little kindness. Shine your light for everyone to see. Soldier. And if you try a little kindness, then you overlook the blindness of narrow-minded people on a narrow-minded street. Look, each one of us, we can share the gospel in our own way.
Amen.
Soldier, I need you to do something for me before I close. Can you just lift up this boy for me? The master of the house, being angry, says to his servant, go ask people into the street and live, and bring hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Lift him up. I said, hey, tell the person, hey, be born again. I'll drop you. Won't he get born again? Put him down. Look, a time has come when our Christianity must be compelling. But that word anakazo means to compel. It means to use force. And I'm there in verse 22. The servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and there is room yet. When I see room in the church, I know there's people at Ajua's chair. Johnny was Karacha. If you are president, Abba, what? I had a church member once, he was called Air Force. That's Air Force Chair. I had another church member, he was called Proud. That's Proud Church. There was a guy who was called World Cup. World Cup Chair. You know, all these are real names that are on baptismal cards. World Cup. Tell somebody there's room. There's room. You are not just good for just cooking with banku and petibibiti for your husband. And Pastor Bami, I'm a shy type. You see, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you'll be another man. That's why you must seek the face of God. That's why you must be a quiet man. That's why you must desire the presence of the Holy Spirit as you sing and worship God all the time. Am I speaking to somebody? Verse 23, and I will begin to close. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out. Tell somebody, out. Into the highways and hedges. We do not have time to go so much into this, at this particular sermon, another sermon. But there were three areas that this man of Anakazo has sent people to. The first were the bourgeoisie. Tell someone, the bourgeoisie. Do you know what it means when you say bourgeoisie? Oh, David doesn't know bourgeoisie. Look at someone say bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie is the high class, you know, people always looking stiff upper lip kind of society, people who speak through their nose and it's like every time they're talking about when I was in London and you know and about McDonald's and all those bourgeoisie people. Tell somebody bourgeoisie. Ask somebody, are you bourgeoisie? Those people who can't do proper bye-bye, but they do their hands like this. The ladies who walk as if there's an egg in their buttocks. Hey! These are the people who have been given invitation cards. Because and verse 16, the Bible says, and at supper time, he sent the servant to them that were bidding.
They had been given what? Invitation cards. They were like people who required a certain... When I lived in Kumasi, I was very surprised when I realized that they give invitations for funerals. I discovered in Kumasi and I realized all over the country. Funeral invitation. These bourgeoisies did not respond, so the master sent them now to the what? The streets and the lanes, and so bring in another group of people. The poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And then for the third time, he said, now go this time to another place. First, you go to the normal areas. Everybody say normal areas. That's the streets and the lanes where we in 18. Now this time I say highways and hedges. Places where you will not even go. Highway. Are you getting me? And then the word used in verse 23, and I'm bringing my sermon to a close in about the next 10 minutes. The Bible says, and compel. Tell somebody, compel. No, you didn't say the way I said. Say it as if you're about to push. Say, compel. Were you about to push? One more time, say, compel. And that word compel, it means anakazo in the Greek. Anakazo. And it means to use force, to use threat. That's why I made a suture lift the guy up. It means to persuade, all means necessary, Paul said, I become all things to all men that I might by all means save the lost. That's what chapter 9 says. The world is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Some of you ladies, before you got born again, used to have charms. Not charms that you've gone to the witch doctor, but natural charms. Look at the nearest lady and say, you look like you have some charms. If she smiled at you, say yes. Hey! And the way you can sugar yourself, and the way you can change the tone of your voice, like that woman who was talking with the husband, and then the phone call came, and then they said, oh, hello, pastor. How are you? Oh, Regina, okay, we'll talk later. As soon as you finish the call, say, hey, quick. As soon as you finish the call, there's a turn to the husband, say, hey, quick. Oh, yeah. A voice for the pastor, a voice for the husband. Hey! Also, you had charms, isn't it? So, you knew how to turn the charm on. You knew how to smile. Ed Morling, isn't it? So, Ed Morling, Charlie, nowadays I believe you too much. As you and your husband marry, Charlie, your husband now, he did top. Wow. It's a good place to put your hand. Yeah. So, I've been looking for you, Ed Morling. Yeah, I've been looking for you to give you a blessing. Yeah. I mean, Francis himself was okay. But you see, the marriage, it brought the scripture to bear. The Bible says that he who finds a wife, he finds a good thing, and he does what? Obtains favor. Tell the nearest young man who is not married, say, you will bear favor. That's it. Somebody say mercy. Forgive. Yeah. The scripture is well found. If you are not married, a certain favor is missing from your life. May favor find you in Jesus' name. I don't know why you are not married. Every time you are giving this reason, that reason, this reason. But when you are removing your flap and your belt to take your penis and to enter some vagina, you don't give reasons. All that you are taking off is that, Charlie, I just have to, Charlie, let's set me free. Set me free. Mayua, mewu. 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 Marry and be free. Ava. Every time you wake up in the morning and you have mounted a tent, are you Abraham? Are you Abraham or you are Moses? Master, it is because of me that you are preaching. It is because of you that I am preaching. It is because of you. Who else? I should preach to the chair, so I should preach to the air.
And you ladies too, allow yourself to be married. Allow yourself. Go hunayanwaliwo. Don't make yourself so high and up that when the gentleman is coming, he's not too sure whether you are the type. I told you the story last week. The young lady and the young guy. The young lady asked the young man, do you have a BMW?
The young man said, no.
Genuinely. Do you have a house?
No.
Do you have a salary?
No.
3 strikes and you are out. Then the girl turned and said, ah, you don't get nothing. No get BMW, no get house. Then the boy also turned and he said, oh, I have a Ferrari. I have a Patrol. I have a Mercedes. What do I need a BM for? That's what I have, a Ferrari. I have a Mercedes. What do I need a BM for? All those who are driving BMWs. And then he said to himself, I have a villa. A villa means an entire house, an entire place, big place, different houses, etc. So I have a villa. What do I need a house for? One house. He was just mumbling to himself. Meanwhile, the woman was angry. And I said, I own my company, my group of companies. What do I need a salary for? Some of you set your standards too low. In your Christianity, you set your standards too low. May you widen the horizon of your Christianity to include being a light, an example, a help, a witness to many people. Tell somebody, you compel them to come in that my house may be filled. As I close, listen. This scripture is not for a special group of people. It's for people who have received Jesus as their personal savior. Pastor, I'm afraid of this thing, so I'm a shy person. Shyness cannot stand in the face of the anointing of God. Because the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons, but in all nations, Acts chapter 10 says, they that fear him and they that work righteousness is accepted. Shyness. Shyness. God will look at you and say, you are a shy type, so he will not bless you. You are shy and you are shy. Yes. Deal with the shyness as you would have dealt with any situation that was inimical or detrimental or dangerous to your situation. Sorry. That's what a dangerous is the word I wanted, but inimical and detrimental is also a good word. Tell someone inimical. Detrimental. Tell the person that thing where you say be shy, you know the help. So you say be shy. You know, we say we catch you, we don't catch you. Be shy about if you propose. Be shy about you the whack. You the whack, you the whack, you the whack. You the whack. Appears once more, but I say you shy. Hey, some of the women that you have seen, I'm a woke mama. Hey, go and check their heydays. Yeah, go and check their heydays. When they were there. Hey, when were we? Yeah. No, I know what I'm talking about. My wife, she will allow me to see what I'm saying. She's the last born in her family. She's Fofo. So that means 5 girls and then there are 2 boys. When she was young, she realized that she had another sister. And it wasn't her mother's child. Yeah. The woman died recently, even also. A certain woman came to face the father and then... But as I see the woman, nobody say it be some kind of sexy looking something. A woman matter, I mean... Yeah, you are quiet, you are looking at me. He's talking about his wife. And this and that and that. It's my wife. You get your wife also talk about it. I'm saying this for those of you who will say that me, I'm the type that I cannot share the word of God. I'm the type that I just stay within my bounds. I don't know how to preach like the way you're preaching. I don't even know one verse. We are sharing verses every Sunday morning. You say you don't know one verse. Change your mind. Because somebody needs you. God
can send angels to come and preach. Elizabeth, God can send angels to come and preach, but God is saying that go and compel them. Go. I wish we would have teams of twos and threes. It's my wish that in a church like this, there's some two, three who are two parties, three parties. I realize in every church there are some two friends, sometimes maybe my tribe or something, all the Krobos or all the efforts or something. I mean, they are together. Have you noticed what I'm saying? I wish that those groups and things could be used to reach out. I know what I'm talking about, because instead of that, there are people who say, no. There are young girls who sometimes can sit and they discuss how they broke their virginity. Yeah. Now you understand what I'm saying. Instead of sitting and discussing and exhorting one another as to how you broke your virginity.
This person, when she was breaking her virginity, even the man was a correct person. Now you, the one who broke your virginity, is a useless guy.
You can open your mouth to say that as your conversation point. And you say, you are telling me you are shy. You've just chosen the different thing to be shy in.
And Pastor, but this is what you say in church.
What do you mean? I'm telling you clearly so that you will recognize when you wake up tomorrow morning that, hey, I have been I've been acting for too long. It's time for the real Christians to stand up. When we use the word of God, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mightest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Joshua chapter 1. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And the Bible says that as you do so, tell somebody, as you do so, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. It's not just hard work and looking for a prayer or looking for somebody to lay hands or pour oil on you. We can go and get a cocoa spraying machine and put anointing oil inside, and then when we come, we'll just be pumping it. I used to be in a church that was like that. Not cocoa, but it was a smaller machine that they used to pour water on us. And we were anxious for some of the water to touch us. Who was in a church like that? Let me see. One or two people. Just take the word of God and believe it. Be an obedient Christian. When the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. You must look at your life and say, in what areas am I seeking the kingdom of God? And all your energies are spent on small gossips and we are the this people, and you are spending time criticizing the pastor, doing this. Why did he say this in the pulpit? Why didn't he come and visit us? I wanted the pastor instead to come and visit us when I lost this and when I did this. Why have you allowed Satan to enter into your affairs like that? Instead of seeking first the kingdom. When we speak about anakazo, we are not talking about some special group of people. We're talking about you and I, the basic Christian. Hey, and some of your needs would have been answered long ago if you had taken God at his word and started to fulfill the word of God instead of just seeking other means. Romans 10 verse 1, 2, 3, one of my favorite scriptures. Paul speaks about his desire. Let's look at this. We'll just be closing soon. Romans chapter 10. Are you here this morning? I wish we could have groups, two people, three people who are friends, who instead of their nature is that they meet to gossip, or they will say that, look, from now we are going to influence people. Christ, know what I'm talking about. I've not been on Facebook for some time. I'm coming back to Facebook. Well, I hear people paste all sorts of things on Facebook. Is it true that people paste all sorts of things on Facebook? Everybody wants to know what they are doing. You do something on Facebook. Why don't you also tell yourself that we are Christians, Anakazo Christians, and we witness. And we are waiting for the church to announce a witnessing program. Happy party. This message is not nice.
to be honest, it's not nice. It's not a nice message. But I didn't come here to make myself nice for anybody. I didn't come here to... If I have not... I first said something. They said, I count not my life dear unto myself that I might finish the course which the Lord Jesus Christ gave to me, that I... to testify His grace. I'm speaking to somebody here. And you know. You know. Can you not just start from 2-3 friends in your shop? When people come and you are doing their hair, you should be able to say the person that's Ochinabene Okwa, sorry. It's anything. After I finished the preaching, now it's getting hot. It's getting hot. I know it's getting hot. If not hot, how do you know that you're in the kitchen? Ladies and gentlemen, Romans chapter 10, the Bible says, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that Israel will have a fat bank account. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer for Israel is that there will be a lot of parties every day. Listen, I was invited to a party, beautiful party. Listen, my heart desire and prayer for Israel, and I'm just about to end, is that Israel will be saved. Verse 2 and verse 3, as I close. For I bear them record that they have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3, it says, but they, I'm just paraphrasing, but they, being ignorant of the righteousness of God and going about to seek their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Being ignorant of the righteousness of God and going about to seek their own righteousness, seeking for solace and seeking for comfort in other things, in the arms of men, in the arms of women, and in all sorts of filthy conversation, and in all sorts of society's ideas and all that. Look, as you do those things, you don't fulfill the righteousness of God. I have not been where I am just by following facts. F-A-D-S. Just by following fashion and following what everybody says, every wind and slide of men. I was just for says. We don't grow just by following every wind and slide of men, cunning craftiness. We don't grow if that's what we do. But as we take the sincere word of the Lord, we grow. And the word of God that I'm giving you is clear as crystal that you need to get up and become a shining light. You need to get up and become a man of Anakazu. You need to get up and go out somewhere, share the word of God. If it's Saturdays, I can do it. If it's Mondays, I can do it. If it's a group of people that you work with, that you can do it with them. If it's on a daily basis, coming to church on a Sunday, inviting somebody. Whatever it is that works within your area, your field, your domain, your time. What works for you might not work for me. But the values are saying, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot sit down. The world is coming to an end. We are not too sure when we hear the sound of the triumph of the archangel. But it could be any moment. Because the signs are there for us. I don't know about you. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Patsy, what's the point? What's the point? An acaso is important because only a certain type of evangelism will lead to church growth. Okay? This church cannot grow if we just engage only in certain small church programs. Number two, see, the people that will fill our churches, they are not in places they can receive bourgeoisie invitation cards. Can't just walk into the towers, silver towers, and just go and give invitation cards before. Don't mind you. I have friends who move in different circles. I'll tell you. They can't respond to certain things. Ladies and gentlemen, number three, if we don't have an acaso, our church will be empty. If we don't have an acaso, this church will die. Like some churches have died. Number five, life is becoming more hectic and people are becoming more busy in the 21st century. Tell somebody life is becoming hectic. Is it true that life is becoming hectic? I went to a restaurant once, I ordered and sat down as I was waiting for my food. Five young men entered the restaurant. They also ordered their food. When they finished ordering their food, I noticed something. All the five young men, they didn't say anything to each other. Each of them took the mobile phone and then started to do something on the mobile phone for about 4 or 5 minutes. All of them were engrossed. And I said to myself, society is losing its values. Life has become so busy that we are becoming almost like machines. Life is becoming hectic. What it took years or months to do some time ago, now it's fast forwarded. Now you can take a picture now, in the next 1 hour, that picture can go viral. Everybody will be listening to it or watching it. Are you understand what I'm saying? So we need a certain anakazo attitude, because many things are now competing for attention. Many things are competing for attention. I visited my daughter yesterday in the school around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the night. And I counted, I didn't count them, but now as I'm remembering, how many ladies were in the bomb shorts, hot pants. Young men, if you want to feast your eyes, go to the university. You want to go and enjoy sexy bottles, fianga ones, those ones like cassava sticks, any type. Where you can go there. You can get dark glasses. You can just buy them freely. Life has become, even as I'm speaking, some of you are on Facebook. Some of you are on WhatsApp. You are looking at me, so, yes, but some of you are shuddering. Some of you dare not allow me to pick your phone right now. I'm picking your phone just to see. Just to see what is on it. Some of you who allow me to pick that, just to go to your gallery. To go to your gallery. So you have deleted, that's why. Put your hands together, stand to your feet as we close. You want to pray to God and say, Lord, make me an anakazo Christian. Make me an anakazo Christian. Pray to God. Close your eyes wherever you are and pray to God.
Continue to pray to God.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong, right to His arms.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Bishop Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210-323 or 0206-485-107. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at Rose of Sharon Cathedral, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Tuesday evening, we meet at 6 to 8 p.m. for our midweek service. And on Friday evening, we meet from 6 to 8 p.m. for our loyalty and fruitfulness service. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.